Okay, let's learn on page Chaf Gimel. Let's learn at the bottom. Pay test on the base. Hanoide litztaka im yivosh sheya me'imasai chayel l'sham. Very interesting shtickle here on this page. Okay, it's page Chaf Gimel. To be saved. Hanoide litztaka im yivosh. If I will be spared, then I will give tzedakah. At what point in time then the person does have salvation? What point in time is he chayiv to give the money to tzedakah? Before he's spared, when he gets spared, and he'll see the very interesting shayla. Look at the shayla. Igris Moshe nishal. Rav Moshe says the following shayla: Al devar isha she'amra shehi mischayeves. A woman said she will give $1,000. That's what we'll see in the example. $1,000 to tzedakah if she loses 50 pounds. Doesn't say 50 pounds, but she goes on a diet. She'amra shehi mischayeves she'im tis kachesh. Kachesh means to lose weight in a healthy way. If she normally means to become weak, here means she'll lose weight. Ali de ha diet. Through a diet, okay? The doctor put on her diet. Now obviously, it's much more serious over here. We're dealing with some very serious matter. What?
It has to be a Hebrew word.
Diet? Got it?
And
what about the word tiskachesh? Tiskachesh is not the word you use to lose weight. It means to become weak. A week, cholosh, I don't know, whatever, but here it means to lose weight. Ali de ha diet. The doctors prescribed for her a diet, and this diet is going to cause her to lose weight, and she has to follow it. Right? She has to follow it, and she's very not so sure she can do it. So she wants some chizuk. So she wants to bring Hashem into the picture, and says, "Ribbono shel olam, if you'll give me siyata d'shmaya to help me lose some weight and follow the orders of the doctor, then you know what? I'll give as tzedakah $1,000. Hino senes $1,000 litzdaka. The estapek hashayel. Now, so therefore, the one who asked the question, the woman who asked the question, says so she began the diet, and now she wants to know at what point in time is she chayiv to fulfill her vow to give $1,000. Does she have to give $1,000 even before she loses 1 pound, or does she have to give the diet? Let's say she wants to lose 50 pounds, and she lost now 3 pounds. Does that mean she has to go give
partial payment? That would depend on her Russia.
What? So she should show her. She was extremely vague.
If I lose 50 pounds, I'll give sucker.
If I succeed, let's say for argument's sake, she just said I succeed. Okay, so that's the question. The question is it proportional? Is it only chal if she finishes, she loses all the weight? This is all part of the question, and he elaborates upon a lot of different issues. Is she chayiv to give the money right away? When she is spared, when she has salvation, only if she does have salvation. If she only loses 25 pounds, it's not bad. That's also pretty good. So the question is it all or nothing? Okay, some very general questions when a person makes a shua. You know, I get on an airplane. If the plane makes it over the Atlantic,
maybe halfway.
And the pilot now announces, we ran out of fuel. Brace yourself. So does she have to call in, you know, the lawyer and say, you know, I made halfway, give half the money to tzedakah? Okay, that's the shaila. Is it all or nothing? So that's the And if she loses a small amount of weight, chayeves loses $1,000 tzedakah. So these are all different issues. The heishif. So Rav Moshe answers, shepashut. It is simple. This is a very simple question. Shehachiyav hu rak achar shetakchish. She only has to give the money when she fully succeeds. She doesn't have to give a penny at this moment in time. Now she gives zero. She doesn't have to give any money since she made it tonight. The tonight is, if I will succeed and achieve the goal of losing all the weight that the doctors have required me to lose, then I will give the money. So of course, you don't give any money at this point in time. You only give the money when you succeed. Rak achar shetakchish. Shehu kishayikayum hatnai shalah. when her condition has been fulfilled. This sug in the Gemara, sug in Yerodea, if you make a vow to tztaka with a condition, asmachta, I'm only giving the money to tztaka based because of a certain condition, and if the condition is not fulfilled, then I don't obligate myself to give the money to tztaka. To go in the if I do such and such, I'll give the money to tztaka. Viasahu, and he do it, then you chayv litain. And if you don't do it, it's mashma, you're not chayv to give. Hari mefur shadafka biasa'o chayv, al below yasa'o, if you don't do it, in a chayv. Fuhu adin mechalu hatanoim, any condition, can go in mashma, no yidu me'eth tzara, person that makes a neder at the time of tzara, the person does not survive the tzara, shim yisrape mechol yoy, o yetze mebeis su asurim, yitain litztaka. Shloim is chayv elokish, and yisrape, the person is not healed from his illness, or does not survive this ordeal, v'yachash yetze mebeis su asurim, then you'll give it. If you don't survive, you don't come out of jail, or you don't heal, then you don't have to give the money. Ach, sheyesh lahak shayis alzeh, harei halacha k'ray meyad, shetinai shetzorch sheyekov. Now here he introduces a new sugya, a very interesting question. Okay, we all know the sugya that a tanai must be kafel. Whenever you make a condition, you have to double it. The condition, you have to double the tanai. Pagiv neznif. If they make a business arrangement, we learn from Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad. Moshe said to them, I'm only going to give you the land on the other side of the Yarden if you go to battle with your brethren, and you go and you cross over and you fight. And then Moshe repeats, Moshe elaborates, and if you do not cross over and fight with your brethren, then you do not get the portion in the land where you want. You're going to have to take your portion together with everyone else on the other side of the Yarden. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to repeat himself? Why did he have to say the positive and the negative? Why would it not suffice just to say the positive, and we can automatically derive on our own through logic the negative? So here we learn a halacha that anytime you make a condition in business and the condition is not doubled, it's not kafel, like the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, it's not a valid tanai. That's why you look on some of the new cassettes when they swing on some of them, on the fine print on CDs and tapes. They don't make any more tapes anymore. Even CDs already are 1 foot out the door. They have on the fine print, they say that we're only selling you this tape on the condition that you do not reproduce it. And if you reproduce it, and if you reproduce it, then you have violated the conditions of this transaction, and the sale is null and void, and then whatever you have in your possession is gezel, and we're not meichel you. So why are they doubling the condition?
You have that on the luach that you get yearly luach. I mean, in the Williamsburg calendar from Safla, they have this money. That's exactly what
they double it over.
Photocopy it, and if you do.
And if you do photocopy it, then you have violated the condition.
And photocopy the luach, why?
They make their money. Because they get, that's how they make their parnasa. They make their money. So you may have to make a tanaiko. So therefore he's asking the following very interesting question. Since here's a question. Now the rules of Tanai are rules that are set in business. The rules of Tanai are never taught in the laws of vows. I'm making a vow, I'm making a neder. I want to give a gift at tztaka. And at tztaka is a neder. The rules of tanai, conditions, are used in business. I'm making a deal with you. We're going to go into a transaction. I'm going to sell you the property. But there's a condition. I'm only selling you the property if my children are going to live in another community, so I need to be here. But and you have to double it. But now when it comes to making a neder, so therefore the question over here is, maybe the rules of tanai apply to neder as well. Let's make that assumption. That even though the rules of tanai were set in business, we're going to apply the rules of tanai to tzedakah. Now, if that's the case, if a person, this woman, in this situation, the woman made a vow, if I go on a diet and I lose 50 pounds, I'm going to give $1,000 to tzedakah. In this particular situation, she did not double her condition, the neder. She did not say, if I don't. Therefore, the rule is, if you don't make the double the tanai in business, the tanai is bottle, and the transaction is fully in effect. It's fully in force. So, in that case, if we're going to assume that the laws of Nidarim are the same, equivalent to the laws of business, since this woman, when she made the vow, did not double the vow, she did not repeat the negative, the vow is null and void, and the only thing that's left is her pledge to give $1,000 to tzedakah. The tanai is null and void. The only thing that remains is her pledge to give $1,000 to tzedakah, which she must fulfill. That's the question. So here he writes, "Ach sheyesh la hakshay salzeh hare halacha kir Rabbi Meir." And what does Rabbi Meir say in the laws of business? Shebetnai, when it comes to a condition, tzach sheyiyeh kafal, it has to be doubled. V'imloy kafal tino, if you don't double your condition, tanai bottle, the condition is null and void. Umay sekayim. Ulchein, that's why betnai b'nei god of Neruvain imhoya oimer rak im ya'aru unisatem. If Moshe would not have doubled the condition, then the matan would have been valid. The Gemara darshins in reference to Kain and Hevel. And Tetiv says, "Shim loy kafal hoyus seis afim loy Tetiv vim Tetiv vim lo lepesach chatos roivets." So this it was also doubled. V'chein im v'im chukosai telechu vim lo v'im chukosai telechu, and then the pasuk says, Tishmaru, but then it goes on to say, "V'im loy sishmaru, if you're not going to fulfill my commandments." Shim loy kafal hoya bracha b'chol oif, and the bracha we can do no matter what. V'im kein gam benedel tzedaka im yira peini Hashem etin kach v'kach. V'im loy kafal atanai, if I don't double the tanai, v'im loy yisrap in loy yitain. Hoya lanu loy mashe chayav litain af im loy yisrape. So his question over here is that since over here the woman is making a tanai, she's making a condition, and the condition has not been doubled, and the condition was attached to a statement, to a vow, and the condition was not doubled, so the condition is bottled, it's void, and what counts is the pledge, she should have to give $1,000 even if she gains weight. Even if she gains weight, she'll have to go give the $1,000. So Rav Moshe over here says an amazing yesod. Okay, this is a very, very important thing to know about the Tanai, B'nai God, and B'nai Ruvain. Omnam is sugim revuash b'nadarim al Tanai chal haneder davka lich shiyiskai ma Tanai. Af b'loi kofal tino. First thing Moshe says, the rules of vows are not like the rules of business. You do not need to double the condition. Sharei b'mishnah seinu mevurshim nadra koinim. If a woman makes a vow, koinim shani isha ani nene, I vow that I will not derive benefit. La'aba, I will not derive benefit from my father. Im oisani al picha, if I do what you tell me to do. V'loi hiske, and then she fulfills the condition. She fulfills the condition. So then the rule is she's not allowed to derive benefit. Or vice versa, if she does not fulfill the condition, she is allowed to derive benefit. In the Mishnah, when the Mishnah makes a condition for the vow to take effect, there is no mention whatsoever of the negative. There's no mention. V'loi huska, loy b'mishnah, v'loi b'gemara, v'loi b'shum echod mehor rishonim. None of the Rishonim, not Rashi, not Tosfos, not the Meiri, not the Ritva, not the Rashba, no one says any doubling of the Tanai. V'hoya Tanai koidim l'maisa. And also there's another rule that the Tanai, the condition, must precede the statement. V'nitzruch loymar, shaloshin mishnah seinu eina miduyakes. What do you want to go tell me? The Mishnah is not miduyakes. You want to go tell me the Mishnah was not accurate? You can't go tell me the Mishnah over here is not spelling out all the details. It's impossible to say that. The Mishnah is accurate. Ulechein bevadai, Rav Moshe says, mashma, sha'af b'loi kofal tino, loi mischayev ela b'kim ha'tanai, ulechu l'rav ha'poskim shalach rav ha'meir, ha'yol lo l'on lesa b'chol oifin, af b'loi mischayev ha'tanai, even if Bevadai mashma sha'af b'loi kofal tino, loi mischayev ela b'kim ha'tanai. And that's obviously not true. So it must then be that in Echanami, what he's trying to say over here is that when it comes to the laws of Nidarim are not like the laws of business. It has its own set of rules. When we find in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tanai Kafel, Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with a business transaction. He was not dealing with making a vow, tzedakah. You're going to do something. It was not, therefore the rules are completely different. The Hevi, Shekvar Kosav HaBeinu, now he's another svara. Another reason why it's different, because it's between you and yourself. Another distinction. When do we apply the rule that you have to double the Tanai? That's when it's between you, ben Adam, l'chaveroi, similar to b'nei God, b'nei Ruvain. It was between Moshe and b'nei God, b'nei Ruvain.
At the end of the pasuk is v'yisem l'kiyim,
u'mei Yisrael, both, Hashem and man, between me and you.
God will forgive you, but your fellow countrymen...
They're not going to forgive you. But when you're making a vow, every time you make a vow, the vow has nothing to do with anyone but yourself. When you're in business and there's a transaction, so the transaction is between you and your fellow man. So then we apply the rule, the Tanai must be doubled to show you're serious. But when you're making a vow between you and yourself, then you do not need to double the condition. So
that's this time.
What?
It could be other than
Dara. Oh, so that would be an afkamin, that if you're going to make a neder, we'll.
Aser on somebody else. I aser all my nechasim on you.
Yeah, but that's, I aser all my nechasim upon, that's still, it's still you. Even when you prohibit all of your assets upon someone else, it's still you. I'm the one that's doing it. It's not a transaction.
All the Mishnayis are trying to establish ground rules. We don't know what everybody's thinking when they say something. But we're going to say, these are the ground rules. If you say this, the rule is as such. Regardless of what you're thinking, these are the rules. When you're doing it for yourself, only you know what you were thinking.
Yeah, right.
I'm saying. So that's
so just a question regarding this joy. The woman, she doesn't set a time limit. Again, she says, I'll give $1,000 if I lose 50 pounds.
Right.
Okay, she loses 50 pounds. She doesn't give, say, Stucker right away. 2 weeks later, she put on 10 pounds.
Right. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know if that is that called losing.
It's more important. What I run into a lot of times is people will say they're going to give a Suda's Hodol, and God forbid they get very sick. If I survive, well, it depends on what they say. But they say, if I get better, I'm going to make a big kiddush.
That sets off.
And then the operation goes, and the doctor says,
you must not pay.
But, you know, you still have to go back for a checkup at the end of the year in case it returns, and then a 2-year checkup to see if it returns. So I had an argument with a person. You know, they said, well, I'm not, it's 2 years already since, and the doctor keeps saying, don't even bother me because it's over. It was malignant, but they got it all, and that's it. And I said, you promised to give a kiddush. I mean, not as a joke, you know, because I'm trying to express to the person that they chayim. So they said, well, I don't know. I said, so when is that going to be? Another person's in the rabies. I said, so you're going to make it until you're 95, and then you're going to die. I mean, whatever it is, or, you know, money. So when is the fee of cow? And the doctor said,
5 years
well, the doctor said, don't hold me up every time you don't feel good. You, that's it, you know.
She has 25
so
years.
So she didn't say it. You know, she says, still not time to give a kiddush. So to speak.
Remind me of the story where the father, the man is deathly ill, and he's about to die, and he smells, strudel, delicious apple strudel, and he says to his daughter, my daughter, please, can you please bring me a piece of the apple strudel? So she says, okay, let me go ask my mom for some strudel. So she goes down, she comes back, empty-handed to the father. So where's the strudel? So the daughter says, mother said it's for after the funeral.
Plays this every year.
So Moshe says, only when you're dealing with between you and your friend do we say there's a rule, you have to have a tanai kofel. But a vow, the nature of a neder in essence is something that's between you and yourself. Even if you're going to prohibit your property upon someone else, it's still you, the koyach, you're the force behind this. It's only you. And if it's only you, there does not need to be a tanai kofel. Ela shekasav igros marisha shemash mishu Rashi. Now he doesn't elaborate. He says that Rashi, the period, I don't know. He's quoting Rashi. I don't know where he's quoting from. Does not agree to this principle that there really is no difference. Shemirash shemash shemirash lesovet lesvarzo va'ayin shemash herich ba'igros marisha lechichat Rashi lesu lesvarzo. But he's still going back with the sheet of the Ramban. He holds that the Ramban is of the opinion that anything which is done between you, even in business, forget about nedarim, anything which is in business, which between you and your friend, yourself, you do not need a tanai kofel. And since basically every single nedar is between you and yourself, you do not need a tanai kofel. The very powerful yisoid. Now he goes further. Behavi sheramban kosev b'shem harayvit shemachadish shehilchot tanai lo nemu elo kishamais. Another condition, another principle. Kishamais nasem miyad. The only time you need a tanai kofel is when the action, when the event is taking place now. B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain took possession of Eretz Yisrael immediately, and then they had a Beretz Gilad immediately on Eivir Hayardin immediately, and then they had to fulfill the condition. So now, if you're not going to fulfill your condition, you want to be oiker lema freya the event that took place. So in order to be oiker lema freya the event that took place, you need to have a tanai kofel. But when you're making a tanai that you're going to do something in the future, if this event happens, then in 5 years from now, I'm going to give $1,000, and the thing never happened. So never happened. You didn't have to be oiker l'mafreya. Then you don't need a tanai kofel. You only need a tanai kofel when you want to uproot. You want to uproot something which happened already. I already did. I gave a get. A man gave a get. Is it a kosher get? Is it not a kosher get? Well, of course it's kosher. Everything is kosher. Oh, but there's a condition. So if the condition is not fulfilled, we need a enormous power to go back in time and say that this event was not valid. To have that power, you have to have a tanai kofel. But if the event did not take place, and the only question is, do you have an obligation to do something? Will an event take place? Then you don't need to have a tanai kofel. Even if the tanai is only one-sided, it's sufficient. Therefore, the woman over here says, in the event that I lose 50 pounds, I will give $1,000 to Tzedakah. And she did not double. And if I don't lose 50 pounds, I'm not going to give $1,000 to Tzedakah. That's a very weak pledge, because you didn't do anything. You don't have to uproot it. So the only question is, is the pledge, has it been triggered? You do not need a tanai kofel. This is what the Ramban says in the name of the Ravit. Okay, let's see. Give money. If you'll take my daughter, less din v'less dayan shem loikach loyito ayin sham perit. For Ramban hiskim lezer l'chein gam and adam tztak and hegdash rak b'amir b'alma. When it comes to tztak, it's only an amira. Ain one lomi yosem amirasek shoymer b'tnai. And therefore, it's very weak. And if it's not kofel, it does not matter.
Going on a verb. You said it's important in terms of the negative has to be said first.
The negative.
It's like the get of a soldier. In other words, ain't a get with my freya. So what you have to say first is, we are divorced from this day forward. Should I not return? But if you say it the other way around, like if I don't return.
But there's an order how the tonight has to be said.
Because it's the wrong washer, and it doesn't
okay.
Take effect.
Kagoy number four, big shoe shoe rock, you have 8 letter. Okay, there's no din amira. Amira does not have the status of doing a maisa. Utam zem yashiv gama shidus Rashi. Al kolponim eich shen neimah hadin borer shein tsaruch bin nedarim u'shavuos u'tztaka v'hegdish hilchos nagis. Four examples in the laws of nedarim, the laws of shavuos, and the laws of tzedakah, the laws of hegdish. You don't need the whole shulchan aruch of tanai. V'yaf v'loy kofal v'loy ma'i. You don't need the tanai kofal. You don't need the ma'isa kaidim l'tanai. Shesach l'kaima tanai. V'loy b'ma'isa. You don't. But this you don't need. V'loy b'ma'isa kaidim l'tanai. You do need. Also good. V'yafim ma'is kodem l'tanayi, tzorach she'yiskai ma'tanayi. The tanayi must still be fulfilled in order for it to happen. V'lechen gam ish ezosh neschayvo l'tztaka im tiskachesh al yidei hadayit eina mechuyeves litein below elo l'cheshe tiskachesh unless she loses weight. U'midas hakchosho. Then what about the second question? How much weight does she need to lose? Poshot she'enei b'mashu. It's not a mashu. Elo mashe b'nei odom yomu she'nis kachsho. He asked the average person, did she lose weight?
Wow, you lost weight.
If you want them to give money, you'll say it anyway. Scared. Hainu she'ye davar nigar. Upasha shemyesh lo bal v'hov. Then he goes off. Bal v'hov lo b'yem shemoy t'anen mufa v'bav even she'yesh lo moske. Then he goes to the bal's neighbors. So the bottom line is, he's taught us a very powerful principle. The principle is we're familiar with the principle of Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, Tanai Kofel, and the Tanai is Kaidim Lamaisa. There's a Shulchan Aruch of how you make a Tanai. The bottom line is, I think for three reasons, you cannot compare the case of vows. For three reasons, the so we take away, for three reasons, we cannot compare the case of vows to the case of business transactions. First of all, these are Nedarim. A vow is a whole different nature. A vow is a pledge. Tzedakah, it's holy, it's discipline, it's not business. So the rules just alone, just from the words of the Mishnah itself, the Mishnah does not make any mention that there's supposed to be any double conditions. Number two is it's between you and yourself. It's between you and yourself. It's not between another partner. When it comes to tzedakah, to hegdish, to a shvua, I'm the only person involved. I'm not involved with another partner. When I'm involved with another partner, then we have to be mechazik, the condition, the arrangement, because someone else has what to benefit. But when it's only between me and myself, then you don't need to strengthen this transaction, this event with a tanai kafel. And the third yisod is because the event did not yet take place. In business, most of the time that we're dealing with these conditions, a transaction has already taken place. And we want later to undo it. Then when you want to undo it, it has to be strengthened with the Tanai Kofel and the Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa. But when you're dealing with Kegdish and all of these other types of things, when the event has yet to take place, then you do not need to make these conditions. Okay, let's jump into the next page, very quickly to the Daf Tzadi. Another interesting Shaila. And Daf Tzadi Amid Aleph Mishan Noag Lesanis Bim Aleph Shal Stilks Magir Yon Yoma. A person has a custom his whole life to fast on the first day of Slichos. The Mosayev Shal Hatar Esnen. Now he's just to bring out the halacha, this week he talks about a very interesting halacha that you cannot be matur neder until the neder already has been chal. Many people do not know this in the halacha. If you put yourself in a situation where neder make a condition that if I do something, then a certain thing will be aser with a neder, you cannot be matur the neder until you trigger the neder. A neder can only be undone when the neder is already in effect. If you set yourself up for a neder to go into effect, and you want to prevent the trigger from happening, you can't. You can't do that. You have to first trigger the neder, and then be matur the neder. You can't be mad to the neder when the neder... No, at Taras Nedarim, we're giving a moidah. That's no, we didn't even make a neder yet. That's a moidah. Moidah means anything that we say should not even be called a neder. This example is, you may let me make a statement. If I go into this shul, then I'm not allowed to eat in your house. So, I didn't write, and that's, I make that statement. So I'm setting myself up as a trigger. If I walk into this location, then I'm not allowed to go and eat in your home. Right now, can I eat in your home? Yeah, because I did not yet walk into this location. So But if I give a moedah, if I say I don't want it to be chal, it's too late because I already set up the neder. Can I now go to the chacham and say I want to be matan it, I want to eat in my friend's home? Can you please be matan the neder? The chacham will say, sorry, there is no neder. There's nothing I can do for you because the neder has not yet been triggered. You first have to walk into this location, and now the neder is chal. Now you're not allowed to eat in your friend's home, and now you can come to me. I can be matan the neder. But the problem is, I have to go to this location, and then immediately thereafter, I have to go eat in his home. And there's, you're not going to be around. You're not going to be around, and no one's going to be around. And I'm not going to have an opportunity to be mad to the nether. So what am I going to do then? You got a big problem. Yeah, that's exactly the situation. A person over here, he had made a vow his whole life. He fasts on the first day of Slichos. Every single... What? Well, over here, the Rebbe already is chal. Let's see how he words the shaylak. Let's see how he words the shaylak. B'shut melam el-hoyel. K'daf tzadi av-naf on page chav dalet. B'shut... The first is slichos. The minig was too fast. The erad mikresh any ochel asanis. This year he can't fast. Doctor's orders. But tzarich lahatir loy nidroi ach misyarei. Shema shabiyoyim aleph shal slichos baboker lo yizdamnu loy shloisha. He's not going to have an opportunity to find three people to be matter the neder. Now, in other words, this person is working with the assumption that the neder is first going to be chal. The neder is first chal when the day arrives, which is not necessarily true. That's going to be part of the answer. But let's work with the assumption that he thinks that the neder will first take effect on the first day of slichos. First day of slichos arrives. Now it is upon me an obligation to fast the entire day. I want to break the fast. I need three people to be matir neder. I'm going to be out of town. I'm not going to have three Orthodox Jews available at where I'm going to be located to be matir the neder. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do to be matir the neder? V'tzorch lati lo yaneder v'ach meser shabi yamal shoslichos aboyka lo yizdam lo shloshim v'sholoch im yochol lahat haneder koidim yamalav shoslichos. What is the question? What is the issue of the question? Shosh ha-sofik hu shabi mavur besugyon. In the Gemara it's clear she'i efshar. The halacha is you cannot be matir the neder until the neder already is in play. Lahatir es haneder ad sheyochol. So the question is, before that day arrived, lo hischayiv lehisanos. Maybe we can suggest, this is the part of the thought process, that even though you've been doing this your entire life, but it's we view that every year on that day, the neder starts fresh in the early morning. And if you want to get out of it, you have to be mad to the neder when that day already has arrived. Vadan lechal neder. Veheishiv hamalamid lohoil. That's the name of the sefer. Shehine le'inat haras neder mevor besugin shein matin na neder atshel. You're right. That I agree that you have to wait until it's chal. Vechein nivsak b'shulchan arach. V'sham paskin b'feirish afilu tola neder b'zman d'me le'osa. If you make it tonight, when it'll be chal mikol mokom, ein matin atshel v'yazman. Omnam. However, you make a mistake in your question. Kama rishonim hichriu. Many rishonim they decide shadavka b'tnai she'efsher shelo yochol haneder lo'olam. The only time we say this, you have to wait until the day to arrive, is that it's possible will never ever happen. The day will never arrive. Then ein matir nad she'yochol haneder. Avol toile nidro b'yomin. Kevon sinche soif isu lochol. Since the day will come, time passes. Afal pish lechaladayin chochamatir. When it comes to time, calendar in the year, in the calendar, since the day, it's just a matter of time. You can't stop the clock. It's on the calendar. In halacha, it's viewed as already the neder is here. It already is in play. If you have a situation where the event may never happen, like the example that I gave you, the only time I'm not allowed to eat in the home of my friend is if I enter a certain location. I don't have to go there. I can avoid that location for the rest of my life. Oh, you could avoid it for the rest of your life. So then the neder is not chal. You first have to go there, so the neder is chal, so I can be matir. But when it comes to making a neder that depends upon time, you can't stop the clock. The clock is ticking. So we view it as if it already is here, and therefore you can be matir the neder in advance. And this is the sheet of the Ran. I don't know who this is. Horesh Nun Beis Yud. You know who that is? Horesh Nun Beis Yud. V'chein Pasak Haritva. V'perish L'Ramban. V'chein Mashma Mehanimuk Yosef. Sham Shehiskim L'das Haran Amnam Kevon Shem Shulchanach Pasak L'Hachmer Eim Lanu Rishus L'Hakel. Now Shulchanach, he seems saying, let's he goes further. What?
This is not a typical net. This started off by saying
the person every single year it's custom.
So this is out of custom. The matir neder.
Or let's say it was even more. Let's say in the past. So let's say
it's not like he's saying on a new neder that I will fast.
It's an existing neder, right? But he wants to suggest that he's still asking the question that maybe since it's depending upon when exactly is a neder chal? Every year it's a new neder. He's been doing this. It's all part of the question. So let's see. In this case, he may make a shabbat b'yemes l'neder l'sanes. That's exactly what you try to say. L'sanes l'kol yoyim alav shal slichas. So you have shaloymar. You didn't make a neder l'sanes kol yoyim echad shal slichas. It's not a new neder. The yem shaloymar shakol yoyim shal slichas having neder b'fnei atzmo. Exactly what you're trying to say. When you have a custom to fast on a yard site, on a specific day of the calendar, it's not to be viewed that every single year it's a brand new neder. That's not the way it is. Even if it was, he tried to suggest in above that you can be matir. It's a continuous. Ella kevon shenoa gizkein b'dvar mitzvah have kmo neder l'stanes b'yom zeh mikomokom yom alam shal slichos shal kol hashem him rak neder echad. It's one continuous. It's already in effect. I am b'nes le'itim shar. I'm not sure what that stands for. Simon Sadihei, Rehar, Bahabov, Kevin, Shakvar, Yom Nachashal Slichos, Eshtaka. Since last year already was Chalim Kain, Kvar Chalan in the Mikri. It's already in existence. Teda, Shilu Ovar Velo Hisan, Eshtaka. If you already transgressed, Velo Hisan, Eshtaka, Dvadi Chalan, Eden Mikri, already existed. Toho Ovar Al Baal Yochel, you already violated, Chayv Malkis, to be violating with last year's Neder. Ubvada, I had to, Oikar Neder may come a Koro, Velo Ovar. Ulchen Posa, Kamala. So the new Yisoid is, even if you want to say that you want to be machmir and you want to say that we don't view time to be any different than entering a location, there's still a reason why you can be matter in advance, because we consider it to be one neder. Time is one neder. If you've done it in the past, it's one neder. Or yes, another answer. Say what?
What does he say? Yesh daicha, then you could be matir. You will have daicha.
Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. Oid yesh loyma kevon shoyma shemischoit al shaloyoma bli neder. You didn't say bli neder. Ein choch masadim klal kuf samachvav yesh vol shehu zeke ilu chal haneder chal haneder shibloy nemar kin mar moil haforest nedarim shoyt seber vashana linyan minog shal mitzvah shnog uzman yedua harik shigi azman tzoch ha'ta'atora mechodosh elevada shnikra higi azman kevon shigvar noa kin vloy oma bli neder. Okay, I'm not sure what it means. Oid kasam amal choyel shabiyemes imchu choyle then yochol lestanis ladas amagin avram einu chayim lestanis lefit shloy kibol al atzmai. Another thing, he's saying that the reason why you can't fulfill is because you're sick. That's not a violation of the neder. The neder was only when you are able to do so. L'stanas el kshubari. V'chein haminik mechayv v'chein haminik mechayv l'stanas b'meicholia v'eina tzorch lal hatorah. You don't need an hatorah. It's not called a violation. Ach hashach chilek alav kosev shech hatorah. Abim mechamokam kvar kosev shem adagum rabava. Shadvodav d'chukim v'ikah sherak mi shechoyzer boy. Only when you change your mind for no reason. But if you're not well, that was not not even part of your neder. It's not even a violation of any rights in l'sanas liyolim sochatara. Avlam rak pamazoyis rights shol l'sanas in sochatara. K'mash kozem magen Avram afshem magen Avram lekozem zeh. Rak be'rashan shoz na'igim kol on l'sanas ef shabiyamel v'stuchos harayim k'moy k'mishem sane. Yoyisem imashon alatzibu shmashu shem b'divam magen Avram sochatara. Mikamokam yamav v'stuchos kam kinen nagro tziv l'sanas. He goes to this. V'yishlamar gam gunch lechal v'lekiv l'atzmei ella kefi haminhag. Ach, and BMS ain't a choile, the mixos. Ella shechoyshev sheik shalov atinis, kagoin oisem shridin beis shadorim, shadorim beis azos mokam merchatsois, voiskin bechizakufam vada yesh lahachme vitsorachalagas. So the bottom one is he's saying over here is the yisoid. The yisoid that we bring out from this is that is halacha. When it comes to be matir and neder, you cannot be matir and neder unless the neder was already chal, already came into play. The example we gave is location. If I enter this location, then the neder is chal. You cannot be matir until you enter that location. Shaila, what about zaman for the very first time? The very first time the neder will be chal will be this year on this particular date. Can I be matir in advance? So he's saying it's a tough shaila. He seems to the Shulchan Aruch says you can't be matir in advance. Because it's not, at least for the very first time. The very first time has not happened, so it's not yet here. He does say a svara that zman is not like entering the location because you can't stop the clock. If you can't stop the clock, we view it already to be upon you, which you can be matter in advance. And then he goes on to be makel for two other reasons, that if already in the past you've already observed this particular date, so we'll view all of the days in the cycle to be one neder. Now we don't view every day that you fast to be a new neder. We view it to be one neder, and since in the past you've observed the neder, so now when you will observe it in the future as a continuation of that neder, the neder is upon you and you can be matir neder because it's already here. And the third answer, he says that if a person is a choyle, that's not even a violation of the neder. You only made the neder when you're healthy, when you're in a state when you can fast. If the person is not feeling well, then that was not part of my condition to begin with. So that's not even a violation, then you will be allowed to break the fast. Yeah.
If you make a neder I will start a fast when I see that person, or I will not have a cigar. I will have my cigar when I see that person.
Yes.
And it comes out on Shabbos.
So, you cannot be mad to the neder. You're not allowed to be mad to the neder on Shabbos.
So, what do you do?
Yeah, I have smoked the cigar.
What?
Close, but no.
Well,
I mean,
not on Shabbos. After Shabbos. After Shabbos.
As soon as I see him, I'm going to do this or whatever.
Right, so then you have no choice. You have to do it. That's right, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Shabbos.
Not smoke on Shabbos. It depends what your nether is. Whatever, how you ever do it.
It's in the dorm.
You can't
create a nether that's...
Well, it depends how you stipulate. It depends how you stipulate.
It's like an insane.
All right, let's stop here. I'll take a break, then we'll...